Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, member by Avram Goldar, and today we're in Zechas Yuma Daf Test, the first parak, Shiva's Yamim. So the three topics are going to focus on number one. The Gemara in Daf Ches Amud Beis mentioned that there was great turnover of Kohanim Gadoim during Bais Sheni due to their unworthiness to serve in the position. Rabbi Baruch Hanan said in the Rabbi Yochanan, what's the meaning of that which is written, Yiras Hashem Tosif Yamim, Ushnos Rishayim Tigsarna? The fear of Hashem will increase days, but the years of the wicked will be shortened. The fear of Hashem will increase days is a reference to Mikdash Rishon, which stood for 410 years, and throughout that period, only 18 Kohanim Gadoim served in it. But the years of the wicked will be shortened is a reference to Mikdash Sheni, which stood for 420 years, yet more than 300 Kohanim Gadoim served in it. Now, when one deducts from the 420 years, the 40 years that Shimon HaTzadik served, the 80 years that Yochanan Kohen Gadol served, and the 10 years that Yishmael ben Pavi served, and some say the 11 years that Rabbi Elazar ben Chasam served, you'll find that none of the Kohanim Gadoim that served from that point forward lived out their year in office. Point of it, Rabbi Yochanan ben Torsa said, Mifnei ma charba Shiloh, why was Shiloh destroyed? Mifnei sheyeh ba shnei dvarim, gilio rais ubizyon kadashim, because of two things that were present there, immorality and a reverence of the kadashim. The Gemara explains that the immorality was the behavior of Eliyahu Cohen's sons, who delayed the woman's bring bird offerings, which prevented them from returning home to their husbands. Their reverence to Kachim was that they had their servants take the meat of the Shlamim before they were entitled to them. Rabbi Yochanan continues and states that Bais Rishon was destroyed because of three things. Avodah Zorah, Gilui Arayos, Shfichus Damim. Avodah Zorah, immorality and bloodshed. Now, why was Bais Sheni destroyed when we know they were involved in Torah, Mitzvahs, and Gemilas HaSadim? Mifnei She'aisabo Sinas Chinam, because of Sinas Chinam. This teaches that Sinas Chinam is equal to the three cardinal sins of Avodah Zorah, Gilui Arayos, and Shfichus Damim. Now, the Gemara questions whether no Sinas Chinam existed during Bais Rishon, bringing a pasuk that indicates that it did exist, and answers that the pasuk was referring to the Nisei Yisrael, the leaders of the people. It was not prevalent, however, among the general population. And point number three, but Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar both said, Rishonim shniskala ovonam, niskala kitzam. The earlier ones, whose iniquity was revealed, had their end revealed. Rashi explains that during Bais Rishon, people transgressed openly and made no effort to conceal their transgressions. Therefore, Yirmiyahu prophesied that the galus and babel would last 70 years. Achronim shelo niskal avonam lo niskal kitzam. The later ones, whose iniquity was not revealed, their end was not revealed. Rashi explains that the people during Bais Sheni did their transgressions in secret. The Marsha says that they harbored unwarranted hatred toward their fellow men in their hearts, while in public they would eat and drink together. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara Daf Ches Amud Beis mentioned that there was a great turnover of Kohanim Gadoim during Bais Sheni due to their unworthiness to serve in the position. Rabbi Baruch Hanan said in the Rabbi Yochanan, what's the meaning of that which is written, Yiras Hashem Tosif Yamim, Ushnos Rishayim Tigsorna? The fear of Hashem will increase days, but the years of the wicked will be shortened. The fear of Hashem will increase days is a reference to Mikdash Rishon, which stood for 410 years, and throughout that period, only 18 Kohanim Gadolim served in it. But the years of the wicked will be shortened is a reference to Mikdash Sheni, which stood for 420 years, yet more than 300 Kohanim Gadolim served in it. When one deducts from the 420 years, the 40 years that Shimon HaTzadik served, the 80 years that Yochanan Kohen Gadol served, and the 10 years that Yishmael ben Pavi served, and some say the 11 years that Belazar ben Charsim served, you'll find that none of the Kohanim Gadolim that served from that point forward lived out their year in office. Point number two, Rabbi Yochanan ben Torsa said, Mifnei ma charva Shiloh, why was Shiloh destroyed? Mifnei she'ayu ba shnei dvarim, gilui arayos v'bizyon kadashim, because of two things that were present there, immorality and reverence of the kadashim. The Gemara explains that the immorality was the behavior of Eliyahu Cohen's sons, who delayed the woman bringing bird offerings, which prevented them from returning home to their husbands. The irreverence to Kachim was that they had their servants take the meat of the Shlamim before they were entitled to them. Rabbi Yochanan continues and states that Bais Rishon was destroyed because of three things, Avodah Zorah, Gilui Arayos, Shfichus Damim, Avodah Zorah, immorality and bloodshed. Why was Bais Sheni destroyed when we know that they were involved in Torah, Mitzvahs, and Gemilas HaSadim? Mifnei She'aisabo Sinas Chinam, because of Sinas Chinam. This teaches that Sinas Chinam is equal to the three cardinal sins of Avodah Zorah, Gilui Arayos, and Shfichus Damim. The Gemara questions whether no Sinas Chinam existed during Bais Rishon, bringing a pasuk that indicates that it did exist, and answers that the pasuk is referring to the Nisei Yisrael, the leaders of the people. It was not prevalent, however, among the general population. And point number three, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar both said, Rishomish niskala avonam niskala kitzam. The earlier ones, whose iniquity was revealed, had their end revealed. Rashi explains that during Bais Rishon, people transgressed openly and made no effort to conceal their transgressions. Therefore, Yirmiyahu prophesies that the galus and babel would last 70 years. Achronim shelo niskala avonam niskala kitzam. The later ones, whose iniquity was not revealed, their end was not revealed. Rashi explains that the people during Bais Sheni did their transgressions in secret. The Maharsha says they harbored unwarranted hatred toward their fellow men in their hearts, while in public they would eat and drink together. All right, so now we go to our Simmer Daf test, and our standard Simmer is a teapot, because teapot starts with a T sound, and a test sort of looks like a teapot. So here goes. More than 300 mazel tov on your new position. Teapots were smashed and piled up high in front of a cafe with three pictures of destroyed temples hanging on the walls, and where people sat and drank coffee, pretending to be friends. Once again, it's slow motion. More than 300 mazel tov on your new position. Teapots. That must be more on Daf Tess. More than 300 mazel tov on your new position. Teapots were smashed, which reminds us, Rabbi Baruch Hanna said in the name of Yochanan, what's the meaning of that which is written, Yiras Hashem Tosif Yamim, Ushnos Rishayim Tiksarna? The fear of Hashem will increase days, but the years of the wicked will be shortened. The fear of Hashem will increase days is a reference to Mikdash Rishon, which stood for 410 years, and throughout that period, only 18 Kohanim Gadolim served in it. But the years of the wicked will be shortened is a reference to Mikdash Sheni, which stood for 420 years, yet more than 300 Kohanim Gadolim served in it. So more than 300 mazel tov on your new position teapots were smashed and piled up high in front of a cafe with three pictures of destroyed temples hanging on the walls, which reminds us, Shul was destroyed because of two things that were present there, immorality and irreverence of the Kachim. The Gemara explains that the morality was the behavior of Eliyahu Cohen's sons, who delayed the woman bringing burnt offerings, which prevented them from returning home to their husbands, and the irreverence to Kachim was that they had their servants take the meat of the Shlamim before they were entitled to them. Rabbi Yochanan continues and states that Bais Rishon was destroyed because of three things. Avodah Zorah, Gilui Arayos, and Shfichus Damim. Why was Bais Sheni destroyed when we know they were involved with Torah, Mitzvot, and Kmilos HaSadim? Because of Sinas Chinam. This teaches that Sinas Chinam is equal to the three cardinal sins of Avodah Zorah, Gilui Arayos, and Shfichus Damim. So, more than 300 mazel tov on your new position, teapots were smashed and piled up high in front of a cafe with three pictures of destroyed temples hanging on the walls and where people sat and drank coffee, pretending to be friends. Which reminds me, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar both said, Rishonim shinskala avonim niskala kitzam, the earlier ones whose iniquity was revealed had their end revealed. Rashi explains that during Bais Rishon, people transgressed openly and made no effort to conceal their transgressions. Therefore, Yirmiyahu prophesies that the galus and bavel would last 7 years. Acharonim shel niskala avonim niskala kitzam, the later ones whose iniquity was not revealed, their end was not revealed. Rashi explains that the people during Bais Sheni did their transgressions in secret. The Maharsha says they harbored unwarranted hatred toward their fellow men in their hearts, while in public they would eat and drink together. So once again, more than 300 mazel tov on your new position, teapots were smashed and piled up high in front of a cafe with three pictures of destroyed temples hanging on the walls, and where people sat and drank coffee, pretending to be friends. All right, now it's time for a four blot back chazora. Daf Hey, so the sim for Daf Hey is Hey. So here goes. The people forgot to do smicha and tenufa, were told they should sit on bundles of hay. Hey! That must mean we're on Daf Hey. The people forgot to do smicha and tenufa. We're told they should sit on bundles of hay, which reminds us, the Gemara in Daf Dalet Amud Beis brought a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina regarding the miguim. Rabbi Yochanan holds kol kasbah and ma'akbah, and everything written concerning them, referring to the details of the miguim service, are essential to them. Omitting one of the details would have invalidated the miguim. Rabbi Chanina holds davar ma'akbah doros ma'akbah she ain ma'akbah doros ain ma'akbah. Only something that's essential for future generations is essential to the miguim, but something that's not essential for future generations is not essential to them and would not invalidate the miguim. The Gemara identifies four actions which are not ma'akv the avoda in future generations, which would be the points of contention between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina. Number one, smicha. Number two, tenufa. Number three, prisha shiva, sequestering the Kohen Gadol over 7 days before Yom Kippur. And four, ribui shiva umeshicha shiva, donning the Kohen Gadol on his garments for 7 days and anointing him with oil for 7 days as part of his installation. So the people forgot to do smicha and tenufa. We're told they should sit on bundles of hay in order to listen to a Kohen reading the Parsha of Miguelim, which reminds us that Rabbi Yochanan said in the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, where do we know that also reading the Parsha of the Miguelim is essential? Rashi explains that in Parsha Tzav, before beginning the 7 days of Miguelim on the 23rd of Adar, Moshe gathered Bnei Yisrael at the entrance of the Mishkan and announced this is the thing Hashem commanded to do. Now, given this introduction, we would expect Moshe to relate a message from Hashem, but the Torah doesn't record the message. The Gemara therefore understands the pasuk to mean that before beginning the Miguelim, Moshe read them the step-by-step instructions recorded in Tetzaveh. Where do we know that if Moshe had not read them, the Miguelim would have been invalidated? Talmud Lomar, Yomer Moshe El Aida Zeh Dover Shad Tziva Hashem. For the Torah states, Moshe said to the assembly, this is the word that Hashem has commanded, Afil Dibur Ma'akev, which implies that even the speech is essential. So the people forgot to do smicha and tenufa, were told they should sit on bundles of hay in order to listen to a Kohen reading the Parsha of Miguelim, and then take a test on how Moshe put the belts on Aaron and his sons. Which reminds us that there's a machlokas between Rabbi Chiya's sons and Rabbi Yochanan regarding how Moshe dressed Aaron and his sons. One says Moshe first dressed Aaron and afterwards his sons, and the other says that he dressed Aaron and his sons at the same time. Abai clarifies that they agree regarding the Ksonis and Mitznefes, the tunic and the turban, that Moshe first dressed Aaron and afterwards his sons. They disagree regarding the Avnet, the belt, based on the different way they understand the Psukim in Parshas Tetzaveh and Sav. Davav, so the Simur Davav is a sword. So here goes. The Kohen Gadol who was sequestered from his wife and was using a sword. Sword? That must mean we're on Dav Vav. The Kohen Gadol who was sequestered from his wife and was using a sword as a pointer to read the daytime mikveh hour schedule, which reminds us the Gemara why the Kohen Gadol is required to separate from his wife when his wife could be sequestered with him on the temple grounds, and answers, Shemi Yabu al Ishta Batim Suspeik Nida. Perhaps he'll have relations with his wife when she has no reason to think that she's a Nida, and she will afterwards be found to be an impossible Nida at that time. In that case, the Kohen Gadol will be tummy for 7 days and will not be able to perform the Avoda of Yom Kippur. Rabbi Zera said that we can learn from this that a Bo'al Nida ain't a Kanida. One who has relations with a Nida is not tummy exempted a Kanida and immerses himself during the 7th day without having to wait until nightfall. For if you say he's like a Nida requiring tevila after nightfall the 7th day, how could the Kohen Gadol, who had relations with his wife the day he was sequestered, do the avoda of Yom Kippur? He would need to immerse himself the night of Yom Kippur and wait until the following day before he could enter the base of Mikdash. So the Kohen Gadol, who was sequestered from his wife and was using a sword as a pointer to read the daytime mikveh hour schedule, was delighted to receive visitors from the daily base of. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks why the Kohen Gadol is not sequestered from possible Tumas Ames. Rashi explains he should be sequestered not only from his wife, but from all visitors, lest someone dies in his presence. Rav Tachlifa, the father of Rav Huna, said in the name of Rava, Zos Omeris, Tumas Ames, Hutrahi Batzibor. This tells us that Tumas Ames is permitted with regard to the community. This means that if any Tumas Ames restriction interferes with the communal sacrifice, the Torah commands without reservation that the restriction be disregarded. There is therefore no need to prevent the Kohen Gadol from being sequestered from visitors. Ravina said, I feel tame with Tumas Ames to Chuya Hibitzibur. You can even say that Tumas Ames is merely overridden with regard to the community, which requires observing Tumas restrictions if at all possible. The reason that the Kohen Gadol does not need to be sequestered from visitors is that Tumas Ames lo shchicha. Tumas Ames is not common at all. Tumas Beis lo shchicha. Whereas Tumas of his house, meaning from his wife, is somewhat common. So the Kohen Gadol was sequestered from his wife and was using his sword as a pointer to read the daytime mikveh hour schedule, was delighted to receive visitors from the daily base of, half who were tummy and half who were tahor. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a Malchokas on a rhyme regarding Tumas and Mace. Rav Nachman said, Hutri Batzibur, it's permitted with regard to the community. But Rav Sheshe said, Duchuyehi Batzibur, it's merely overridden with regard to the community. The Gemara explains that where there are tummy and tahor kohanim in the same base of, all agree that the Tahor Kohanim should serve and the Tami one should not, even in offering communal offerings. The only disagree if Tahor Kohanim from another Beis Av should be brought when all the members of the current Beis Av are Tami. Rav Nachman says we do not need to seek Tahor Kohanim, and Rav Sheshe says they must seek Tahor Kohanim from a different Beis Av. Some say that even in a case where there are both Tami and Tahor Kohanim in the same Beis Av, Rav Nachman disagrees and says that tummy ones can also serve the Kol Tumas Meis Mitzibur Rachman Asharia, for the merciful one permitted all cases of corpse tumor with regard to the community. Dav Zayin, so the Simur Dav Zayin is a gun, a clay Zayin, gun. So here goes. The sniper with a gun, that must mean we're on Dav Zayin. The sniper who shot the sheretz that landed on the omer in the hands of the Kohen as it was being offered, which reminds us that Rav Sheshes brings the following as the source for his ruling, that Tumah Dechuyehi Batzibur, it was taught in a bright that if a Kohen standing and offering the omer and it became tummy in his hand, he tells other Kohanim they bring another one in its place. If there's no other barley from the new crop available, we tell him, Have you pekeach mishasok, be wise and remain sound. We see though that when there is another omer available, it is brought in place of the original one, which implies Tumah Dechuyehi Batzibur. Rav Nachman, who holds Tumah Hutrahi Batzibur, answered that he agrees heka de eka shirayim la'achila, that in cases where there are remnants fit for consumption, it's preferable to avoid making the communal offerings in Tumah. Rashi explains that even though a communal offering may be offered in a state of Tumah, without reservation, it cannot be eaten in Tumah except for the Pesach. So when an offering is meant to be eaten, we do what we can so it can be eaten in a state of Tahara. So the sniper who shot the sheretz, the land on the omer in the hands of the Kohen as it was being offered, Davened on Yom Kippur that he attained atonement when the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh Kodoshim without his tzitz. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchukas Tanan regarding Tumah Hutrahi Batzibur or Duchuyahi Batzibur. It was taught in a brace that Rabbi Shimon says that tzitz is meratza whether it's on the Kohen Gadol's forehead or not. Rabbi Yehuda says it's only meratza when it's on his forehead. Rabbi Shimon challenged Rabbi Yehuda based on the fact that the tzitz is not on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur when he performs the inner avoda, and yet it's still meratza. Rabbi Yehuda replied that a proof from Yom Kippur is not effective since Tumah Hutra lo Batzibur, because Tumah is permitted for him in regard to the community, and the tzitz is not needed to affect acceptance of the communal offerings. Rashi explains that the entire inner avoda consists of communal offerings. The Gemara concludes that this braisa implies that Rabbi Shimon holds Tumah Dechuyah Hibitzuva, that Tumah is merely overridden in regard to the community, and that Tzitz is in fact needed to effect acceptance for a communal offering. So the sniper who shot the sheretz that landed in the Omer in the hands of the Kohen as it was being offered, davened in Yom Kippur that he attained atonement when the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh Kodashim without his Tzitz, which he also never wore when he went to sleep. Which reminds us, Abai said that Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda agree that if the Tzitz is broken, it's not Maratza. They disagree when it's hanging on a peg, meaning that it's intact, but the Kohen Gadol is not wearing it. Rabbi Yehuda says it's not Maratz because the Pasuk states, Al Metzach Benasa, it shall be on the Aaron's forehead, so that he shall bear the sin of the sacred offerings, implying that it is only Maratza while it's on his forehead. Rabbi Shimon holds that it is still Maratza even when it's not worn. As it says, Tamid L'Ratzon Livnei Hashem, it shall be on his forehead always to bring them favor before Hashem. Rabbi Shimon said that the meaning of Tamid always cannot be literal. For how then does the Kohen Gadol go to the bathroom or go to sleep? He certainly is not permitted to wear the tzitz during those times. Ela tamid maratzahu. Rather, the term tamid always means that the tzitz is always maratzah even when it's not worn. Daf Ches. So the standard sim for Daf Ches is a challah. So here goes. The baker commissioned to bake challahs. Challahs, that must be more in Daf Ches. The baker commissioned to bake challahs for Kohanim when they were sequestered. Watch them walk from their daily huzzah into their chambers, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a three-way machlokas tonight regarding huzzah for the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur, and for the Kohen who will burn the paraduma. According to Rabbi Meir, they would both be sprinkled upon all 7 days of their separation. Rabbi Yossi says they would only be sprinkled upon the third and seventh days, and Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim says the Kohen Asorif is a par, mazin of Koshiva, the Kohen who was burning the par would be sprinkled upon during all 7 days, but the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur would be sprinkled upon only on the third and seventh days. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi both hold Tevila Bezmana Mitzvah, immersion at its appointed time, is a mitzvah, meaning it must be done immediately upon the conclusion of one's Tumah period. But they disagree whether Makshinin Hazal L'Tevila. Rabbi Meir does, and Rabbi Yossi does not. Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim also does not make the comparison, and he holds that sprinkling the cone who's to burn the Paraduma all 7 days is Ma'al Ba'ama, merely a stringency. So the baker commissioned to bake challahs for Kohanim when they were sequestered. Watch them walk from their daily huzzah into their chambers. One for Tahara, where no one could touch him, and the other for Kedusha, which reminds us, it was Tanna Braisa, that there is no difference between the Kohen who burns the Paraduma and the Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippur, except that regarding the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur, his sequester is for Kedusha, and his fellow Kohanim may touch him. Rashi explains that as the Kohen Gadol prepares to enter the Machane Shechina, we need to prevent him from being haughty or frivolous, so being put in solitude will make him reflect on his mission. However, there's no reason to forbid visitors from touching him. Whereas regarding the Kohen who will burn the Paraduma, his sequester is for Tahara, for purification, and his fellow Kohanim cannot touch him. Rashi explains that the purpose of a sequester was to be more machmir in his purity as a counterbalance to the kula of contaminating him and immersing him on the day of the burning to repudiate the opinion of the Tzedukim. So the baker commissioned to bake challahs for Kohanim when they were sequestered. Watch them walk from their daily huzzah into their chambers, one for Tahara where no one could touch him, and the other for Kedusha, which was in the middle of renovations again. Which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa that Rabbi Yehuda says that the Lishkas Barhedon was originally called the Lishkas Balvate, the chamber of Balvate, meaning aristocrats, because the Kohanim Gadolim of that era were honorable men. Later, they became wicked as they paid the king for their position instead of attaining it on their merits, and they died every year. As a result, the chamber was remodeled every 12 months for its new resident, and it was similar to the low-level appointees of the king called Barhedron, who were replaced every 12 months. Therefore, they called it the Lishkas Barhedron. All right, now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from previous Masechetos. Number 1. Which of the one of the Rav Sheshes' source for Tumah Dechuyah Hibitzuva was from the case of the Omer becoming Tameh and another one being brought in to replace it? That's on Daf Zayin. Good. Number 2. Which of the one that because people during Bai Sheng did not reveal their transgressions were guilty of Sinas Chinam, the end of the Gauls was not revealed? That's on Daf Test. Good. Number 3. Which of the one the Kohen Gadol is required to separate from his wife 7 days before Yom Kippurim as she might become a Suffolk Nida? That's on Daf Vav. Good. Number 4. Which of the one the name of the Lishka for the Kohen Gadol was changed from Lishka's Balvati to Lishka's Barhedron because the Kohanim were not worthy and kept changing every year like low-level appointees of a king? That's on Daf Ches. Good. Number 5. Which of the one that the reading the parsha of the Milulim is Ma'akiv? That's on Daf Hey. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we learn the various causes of the Churban of Shiloh, Bais Rishon, and Bais Sheni? That's on Daf Test. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we have a three-way machlokes regarding Hazar for the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippurim and the Kohen doing the Avoda of the Paraduma? That's on Daf Ches. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we learn the Kohen Gadol is permitted to have visitors and there isn't a concern about the possibility of his becoming Tamei from Tumas HaMeis? That's on Daf Vav. Good number nine. Which stuff doing the preach of the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippurim was for Kedusha, whereas the preach of the Kohen doing the Avoda of the Parduma was for Tahara? That's on Daf. Ches. Good. And number 10. Which stuff doing that over 300 Kohanim Gadolim served in Bais Sheni, not living up their year? That's on Daf. Test. Good. Now the three bonus questions. Number one, which stuff they're going, what is not worn when one withdraws funds? That's on Duff. Ches and Shkalim. Good. Number two, which stuff they're going, the Maim Achronim Chova? That's on Duff. Yud Zayin and Erevin. Good. And number three, which stuff they're going, that the Kas Shlishis is called the Kas Atzlanis? That's on Duff. Samachim Psachim. Excellent. Right. That concludes the pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.